Ooh, that was a good one. I stretched that one out. That feels nice. Oh, ow. Survivor Series pay-per-view match draft results. I was told I went for quantity over quality here.
Just like Gringos Radio.
And I feel like, yeah, I heard you say that on a Wade Keller's podcast. Just say those words out loud. That's good. Honestly, fuck it. We are who we are, dude. Own it. Mm-hmm. If you own it, flown it. Come on, I love it. But yeah, so I went for a big card here. The biggest card in the history of cards. And somehow still passed Mike Chiari's fucking eye test.
I don't know how it happened, but we made it happen.
Okay. All right.
There's so many names on this page.
Yeah, so just looking it up as I went through on patreon.com/rigorousradio, it's fucking hilarious. It's so fucking many. Did I go first or was I last on the write up?
You were first.
Okay, good. So they didn't even get
it. It always goes by the order of they didn't get to anyone else.
They didn't get to anybody else, so it's fine.
They're
retired. I won.
What the fuck?
Okay, go ahead.
In last with 7% of the votes was Mike Chiari.
Good. Good. What a fucking piece of
trash. I feel like Nathan Tomlanovich just does all the votes now, is what happens.
You should have poked the bear. I got him fucking hacking into everything for us.
It's definitely dumb because mine was way better than Dottie's.
That's not even true, dude.
It's really true.
Every person who's ever watched wrestling's favorite wrestler was on my card.
Doesn't mean they were good matches.
Okay, but it meant they were there, and that's all that matters to a lot of people.
My card is so good. I'm looking at it right now. I would fucking kill to watch this card in real life. Unbelievable.
How many percentage points did he get?
7.
77.
Just 7.
Good.
Couldn't even get double digits.
7. That would be a great name.
7.
For like a... Like, I'm thinking he's like a potential rapist kind of character. He just like looks in windows.
Oh, Mug Costanza. Donnie, what do you think happened here, Donnie?
I think that I came in second because you're gloating like a piece of shit.
Yeah, you got 41% of the votes.
See, fucking asshole.
And I got 52% of the vote. So let's get into the comments. DJ McConnell says BG wins in a runaway. Kenny Johnson says props to Donnie for somehow building a car with that many people involved. But BG wins with M-Chai at a close second. Clinton Williams says, I really want to vote for Donnie based solely on his ability to select as many wrestlers as possible. But BG's first four matches are better than everyone else's on their car on their own.
Wow.
Jason.
Very wrong. Also, it's not an ability to draft that many wrestlers. I'm the one that has the ability to know if it's allowed to happen.
Why are you trying to take my shine, dude?
You've tried to take guys
You're
many
fucking
times
being a piece
over.
Of shit, dude. I'll tell you what. Unappreciative.
Jason Silva says, BG is the king of match drafts. There's no way I could vote for Donnie on the simple fact that my phone locked up trying to load all of his matches.
Good.
Alice Contreras says, BG not only has an Eddie Guerrero match, but also has Andrade match as well. If I could vote twice, it would be for BG.
So you're only reading comments for you this week?
No, I'm reading all of them. Don't worry, we got two more. Amy Dreyer says, the sheer joy and pleasure of Donnie and BG that torturing M-Chai with their picks brought them is fantastic and what this show is all about. P.S. I voted for BG per AJ Styles.
No, and it should have been P.S. I voted for Mike because of how he handled the situation.
The best part is your vote was so low because you were so worried about me that I had you shook.
You're not just true, like, because I still had an awesome card.
I don't know. You only got 7% of the votes like an asshole.
Well, and I mean, sometimes the best candidate only ends up with 7% of the vote.
I'm sure
that's happened before.
Tell me whatever you have to say, Ross Perot.
Ross Perot.
And finally, Nathan Tomlanovich says, I voted for Donnie based solely on the fact that he built his entire draft strategy on trying to confuse and piss off Chiari. I would have voted for BG, but I wasn't sure if he was in jail based on all the po-po activity outside his apartment.
There's a lot.
Oh, and Donnie was eating open-faced cheesesteak and picking at the same bonus points.
Yeah, I did. Italian bread. Oh, a fucking big roll of Italian bread. We cut it up real thick.
Yeah, these are fun.
Yeah, these are always fun. Except when I only get 7%. Oh wait, that wasn't me. That was another loser. Loser.
I can go to sleep at night knowing that I still had the best card, and it's just not based on who had the best one.
If you're going by quality, it says BG
won. I had the fucking Montreal.
If you're going by quality, I won.
It's not even that good of a match.
Yeah.
It's a great match.
It was not a great match.
It's a great moment. It's the greatest moment in professional wrestling history.
I just discovered why you're such a piece of shit. That is real. I really, it all makes sense when you say dumb shit like that.
How is it dumb?
Go ahead. Let's start.
Check the title.
Let's do fantasy standings. And we got a draft, a supplemental draft or whatever.
Yeah. In last place, 14th with -35, Joe Harris.
Oh, you had so much fervor there. What, did Joe fuck with you or something?
Huh? No, I like Joe Harris. Yeah. He's the one Joe in this league that I like. with -30, Ira.
Oh, man. You know, fuck your Saints, dude. You deserve all the Saints. Negatives you get.
In 12th with -22.5, George Sparrows.
Whatever. Wow. Long Island, New Jersey, fucking asshole.
In 11th with 15, George Cruz.
Fucking asshole. Go ahead.
Ow. Love you, George. In 10th with 25, Joe.
There you go, Joe. There you go, Joe. Better than George.
A tie for 8th with 30, Dante and Andrew Skinner.
Dante's making a comeback, isn't he?
I think he's doing worse than he was.
Oh, he got a new truck, and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Sold a Passat for $10,000.01. In 7th place, of 42.
You deserve all the silence you get.
It made it better. Angel, 42.5, 7th place.
You sounded so sad. Make it better.
I'm not sad.
Go ahead.
In 6th was 62.5, Luis Fagundes. Nothing for Luis Fagundes.
No, you're just so sad. It's hilarious. Now you're like overcompensating. You're like, I'm not sad. I'm not sad at all.
You sound like you're saying it from experience.
Oh my god!
In a high school bathroom stall,
yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
In 5th was 70, Andrew Samson.
Hey, Samson making a comeback, I think.
I think he's like the same. Stop saying things that you don't know. In 4th was
fun banter.
In 4th with 87.5, Big Money Mike.
Hey, it's fucking piece of shit. There's a piece of shit. There he is. I got that one right.
In 3rd with 112.5, Donald.
Yeah, 112.5. I'm making moves, baby. Making million-dollar moves.
How do you have so many points? You have like 3 people.
Yeah.
Well, somebody fucking dropped Shayna Baszler in a move that made no sense.
I didn't drop Shayna Baszler.
It looked like she was going to lose that fucking Evolution.
Yeah, but she was going to bounce back and win other matches after that, even if she lost.
She barely wrestled.
Who picked up Shayna Baszler?
You.
Yeah. No, I had her. Originally.
I know how it went, bitch. I wanted to hear him say it.
Fuck you.
In 2nd with 120, Roger Allen.
Okay, so I'm only it's like 7.5 points behind Roger Allen. Thank you for your service. But you're going
and
down.
In 1st with 135, BG.
Hey!
Nah, he's fucking going down. You'll blow it. Yeah. You'll do some dumb
shit. Oh, I'm definitely. I have Nia Jax, and she's definitely losing, so.
Go ahead.
But Donnie doesn't have enough people.
I have enough to offset him, because if he's got Nia Jax, I got Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, but he's got other people that win.
And then they take Lars, like, I'm not going to win.
We'll see.
Don't worry.
I'm not going to win.
That's reverse psychology. He's saying he's not going
to
win.
Oh, no, listen, he's trying not to put the bad juju out there, and I get that, but too bad, because you already got the goo-goo juju, bitch.
Goo-goo.
Wow.
Go ahead.
I hope Roger Allen wins.
He's going to win.
You're such a piece of shit. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. Go ahead.
Where am I going?
Supplemental draft, you asshole.
Oh. Angel dropped Cassius Ohno for Danny Burch.
Okay.
Andrew Sampson dropped Dakota Kai for Marina Shafir.
You're just flying through this like a real asshole.
No, I'm not. George Sparrows dropped Bob Roode for Io Shirai.
When I was writing an article, I wrote Booby Roode, and it's just that easy. I could see how Smark's comments how unhappened.
Should have kept it.
I couldn't.
George Cruz dropped the greatest wrestler of all time, Shawn Michaels, and picked up Velveteen Dream.
I can't believe Shawn Michaels came back, got him points,
and then so Ryan Satin says that he's hearing from sources that Braun will likely be out of action around 4 weeks.
Hope he's out of action around 4 years.
Wow, piece of shit. Go ahead.
Luis Fagundes dropped The Undertaker, who got him negative 25. I'm sure he didn't bargain for that.
He took him as like, he never wrestles, and then here we go.
Picked up Jessamyn Duke, and Donnie dropped Sasha Banks, and for some reason picked up Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, baby! First off, the first all-female team in the history of this. I'm proving a point.
I don't think it is.
Ladies rule, girls rule, boys rule, and I've also proven that we could win because what I'm that was a strategic move.
Yes,
I am.
No, you're not because you Shayna have nobody Baszler's that wrestles besides
Shayna
Ronda
Rousey. Baszler's gonna wrestle in a championship match. Ronda Rousey's gonna she won a championship match on
match
Raw
is
last night.
Wrestling in.
Ronda Rousey is gonna get me points. I'll tell you what, I'm not getting negative points. I'll tell you that much. I'm only gonna get positive points.
Right, but probably not enough.
We'll see. We'll fucking see, huh? We'll fucking see, won't we?
I think we're gonna
see.
We're time does time is a flat circle, huh?
Yep.
What?
You're a punk.
What?
Me?
Yeah, you! Who the fuck you think I'm talking to?
I don't know.
Number one. I'm number one.
You're not
I'm
your
the
third.
Captain now. Alright, let's go.
You're third.
I'm the captain.
Alright guys, it's time for another edition of Ring Rust Retro. I dedicate this to the throwbacks, like Cena's shirt in 06, ECW, one night stand, I won't hold back, like take the Rem Batista battle in the backlash, 07 to one man stand, we'll bring you back to the days of Lord Alfred Hayes, Hall and Nash and Jade, Hollywood drops the leg, they say the days of old are the best though, that's why we bring to you Ring Rust Retro, let's go. Fuck George Cruz. He made us watch some dumbass shit. The DX video or whatever it was. This was trash, dude.
The home loved video. It.
This, so PG, good. Explain what this memories. Was, because I'm not even going to talk much during this. This is fucking stupid.
The video? It's just a compilation video of the best moments.
It's a compilation.
DX is a compilation of the first year of DX, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
1997. And this came out in like August 1990.
If you wondered what awesome NWO would look like if it was just run by egomaniacs who were total trash, then you watch the NWO. But if you wanted to watch a knockoff version of it, you'd go to WWF and see DX.
I don't know where that insult was going. NWO.
No, I did because I described NWO. You thought I was talking about DX, but I also described NWO because they're very much similar. But NW is first, DX.
I think you realize that you said the word awesome. It was like, uh-oh, I have to spin this somehow.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, Donnie, for those that want, for those that would like to contribute to the show, go to patreon.com/ringrustradio, donate to the retro tier, and email us the show that you want us to cover.
And okay, if you love a certain show, you gotta understand we're gonna rip on it. If you hate a certain show, you gotta understand we're gonna fucking tear it to shreds. So, George loves DX apparently, he loves skeletons with fucking glow sticks. So, I mean, that's cool, cause we're about to fucking, I'm about to ruin that shit.
Oh,
because
not.
We start off with Triple H, and he sucked, and Triple H, his ego's on full display here. It starts off disgusting. They're disgusting, and DX is, if you like DX, you're a fucking asshole. That's all there is to it.
That's stupid. Oh, incredible fucking leather fanny pack that you
yeah.
have here in the open.
Triple H makes fanny packs look cool.
I have a leather fanny pack hanging from my mic stand from McDonald's. Remember that time they gave me a fanny pack
you're
with like
worst.
Free burgers?
No.
Yep, you deserve it.
Hold on, what does it say? I'm the World Tag Team Hunger Champions.
Triple H and Billy Gunn were two of my favorites, and them shitting on Cole only makes them better.
No!
The little Nimrod, little jack-off Michael Cole.
Yeah.
Fucking owned by Triple H and China throughout this thing. Awesome.
Hell yeah.
The bullying of Cole is so disgusting.
Mm-hmm. He deserves it.
The I really wrote here, Donnie hates this because it reminds him of high school.
The first off, what, are you gonna make jokes about bullying? What happened to Be a Star? I'm against bullying. You guys aren't?
What happened?
I was bullied a lot.
You bully us
child.
Every week.
You really bully us.
Shut the fuck up, you fat pig.
As soon as you wake up, I get text messages and instant messages, G-chats, like, you fucking pussy, this and that, oh, you're a fucking bitch. Oh, are you gonna kill yourself today yet?
No, I never once said... I never once said kill yourself. Suicide's
he calls right. You a little
Nimrod. I will admit, I call you a pussy all the time. Because I call some house, I see some. But
that's I would bullying. Never say, they only said the other day, hey, don't kill yourself unless you give me 2 weeks notice.
No, but that was you're taking it out of context. We were there's a context to it. Okay. But no, stop bullying Cole. You know what I mean? That's not cool. Also, X-Pac and Road Dogg smoking weed. Real nice, guys. Real nice to say that to the kids listening.
Yeah, how could you not like them?
Yeah, you should love them.
I don't even know. What are you inferring?
They know where Mr. Green is.
Who's this Mr. Green you speak of? Go ahead.
They threw Michael Cole into the shower, and then Triple H goes, that water must be cold. That thing shrunk right up.
That's not even funny, dude. That's not even
it is
funny.
You good. Love it.
Pretty good.
It's not funny, dude. That's somebody's son in there getting made fun of.
Okay. I know you're pretending here because you have this thing that you have to uphold to pretend like you hate DX, but literally their sense of humor is the same as ours.
Yeah, that's not even
true. It's all it's dick jokes for an hour. That's
yeah, but here's the thing. We don't bury anybody. We love everybody. We're not
yes,
trying to
we
put
do.
Ourselves. No, who
are you talking
the
about?
Belts.
Okay.
We bury a lot of people.
And each other. That is true. Yeah, we don't bury anybody else. We bury each other. You know what I mean? DX was lame-ass NWO. Their promos were immature, marks for themselves, but they weren't that funny, and HBK was the only one with any real talent.
I don't know, man.
The
windshields for when Stard speaks is pretty good.
You're going to say that's not funny?
I'm going to say that one was moderately neato.
You're going to say Triple H telling Sergeant Slaughter like 10 times he's going to fuck his wife? Is that funny?
No, absolutely not. That's bullying a legend. Now you're bullying old people. Now you're advocating for the bullying of fucking the weak with Michael Cole. And now you're bullying for the elderly? Come on.
Whatever. Speaking of legends, HBK definitely deserved to beat British Bulldog in the UK for the European title. This was a great flashback.
I literally wrote it's one of his best moments.
Yeah.
This beating him for no reason for the European championship.
It was awesome. And then he just lays down and lets Triple H have it like the next, like not long after on Raw.
Unbelievable.
Triple H says that China doesn't need Cole to suck her ass, but that would have been great, in my opinion. Like, go for it.
Michael Cole, throughout this fucking thing, keeps saying how he could lose his job for being involved with this whole operation. Wish that would have come to fruition.
It's insane that he's still with this fucking company.
Yep, it's sad.
Cool. So many HBK burials in this video package. Mm-hmm. These are not good people in real life, y'all, and I don't like them one bit.
Little person Bret Hart was the best. people, he came out and people thought it was really going to be Bret Hart, but it wasn't.
See, Donnie, I'm surprised you don't like DX because the state of WWF /
DX.
WWX. Or WSX was my favorite. Don't even say
I like the state of WWF. That was funny.
Cool.
I enjoy when Triple H talks about his peace pipe and his bazooka, personally.
Yeah.
Triple H never would have been a star if he didn't become HBK's bitch. China's the only member of this team worth a fuck.
Two fucks.
She's the best-looking woman in town, Double D Generation X. I learned that from this movie.
How about when they pissed on the motorcycles?
That was great. DOA's motorcycle.
I believe that they did it.
I've heard otherwise, so I don't want to kill that memory for you.
I love that DX lasted long enough to prove just how uncool they really were.
Know,
after you get pricked by my cactus, Donnie, I'll let you play with my prairie dog.
I mean, technically, it's not even factually accurate because it's like, well, if I got pricked, why would I then want to play with a wild animal? It's like, no, I don't think it's conducive to a good night.
You do have to say this, though. HBK in this video showed incredible dick sucking form.
Yeah.
When he was taunting that fan.
Which goes back to that one thing we said on the message board fucking when we just first started out, which was somebody said that Sean sucked better dick than Bret Hart, and that's why he was chosen over him.
That's just another thing in the long line of things that Shawn Michaels is better than Bret Hart at.
That's what they said. No, that's what he's not saying that. That was from the
wrestling cutting promos, sucking dick.
And nothing wrong with that. Kudos to both. They've made a fucking great career out of it, man.
Mm-hmm. Hell in a Cell, Bad Blood. That was on here. Greatest Hell in a Cell match of all time.
Mike Tyson was right about DX all along.
Mike Tyson stuff was so big, man. That's what really put them back over WCW, though.
I wanted to mention right here, Shawn Michaels needed Undertaker more than Undertaker needed Shawn Michaels. Taker worked against shit opponents.
I don't know what that means.
Undertaker worked against shit opponents because Shawn Michaels used his powers to put himself against only those he wanted to fight, only those he knew he could work well against. Undertaker did whatever WWE asked him. Undertaker is better than HBK, and I don't even think it's fucking close.
I would say Undertaker definitely needed Shawn Michaels more because Undertaker never had good matches until he faced people like Shawn Michaels.
Because
he was facing fucking King Kong Bundy all the time.
Yeah, because he did that, but he was still a great worker.
Right, so he needed Shawn Michaels to have good matches with. Shawn Michaels had good matches with lots of people before
he had
faced
plenty
Undertaker.
Of good matches without Shawn Michaels.
Sounds like that whole theory you had backfired. A little bit.
Not even close. I just showed you. I literally just said my piece. You said
all you said was he had lots of good matches before HBK and gave no examples and just moved on.
That's the way to do it, man.
Because he didn't.
DX was the OG Roman Reigns. Do anything to get them over.
They were over, just like Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Also, they were a fucking tank owning WCW.
Hell yeah.
WCW wishes it could have ever thought of something that entertaining.
So good. The New Age Outlaws joined DX, fucking huge for me. In the long run, came out of nowhere. Like, they added so much to DX.
They
weren't even together that long, really, before they joined DX, but they
was like, what, 2 months or something?
Yeah. They had a lot of momentum, though.
Mm-hmm. And that dumpster match was really good.
Yep. That's one of those thrown together teams that just works, and you don't know why.
Yeah.
Legends.
Yeah, I don't know why. No.
Arguably the best tag team of all time. New Age Outlaws.
Yep.
Oh, you didn't know, Donnie?
No. So many burials. How can anyone support this? If this happened in 2018, you guys would cry for hours. If Braun Strowman was portrayed in a way to where it was like this, you'd be like, I can't
stand
this.
If he was entertaining?
This. I can't stand the way he's doing this. He's putting himself over. He's burying the other talent. He's a fucking mark for himself. You'd be all over it.
I don't know. Braun Strowman kicked out of like fucking 5 F5s, and you seem to be fine with that. So.
Yeah, because they had to give him that because they wouldn't let him work a longer match like I've been asking for.
He can't have a longer match. He sucks.
I don't think
Triple
that's
H
true.
And Shawn Michaels, and even China, on the other hand, they could work matches.
Who? You're not gonna use Shawn Michaels as a benchmark for successfully working a match? Yikes!
Yes, I'm going to use the greatest in-ring worker of all time.
Yikes! Not after Saudi Arabia. He's an old washed-up hag.
He
get him out of here,
dude. He was still
the
best guy on the card at 53 years old.
Best guy on the card?
Yep.
Lulz! I'm not even going to.
Had the best performance.
Go ahead. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Yep. AJ Styles had it. AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. Far superior to whatever, so all the fucking slaps fucking Shawn Michaels could unfurl.
I don't know what that means.
Can't believe we're still talking about that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Weeks later, perhaps.
Listen, I think it's a battle that's going to rage forever.
It's evergreen content.
Yeah, it is. Deal with it.
Are we done here?
Wait, no. Because at the end of this, Triple H talks about how there's another video that's even better with naked chicks on it. Oh. That's the one that I had, and it's the one that I thought we were reviewing, so I'm a little bit disappointed, but this was still amazing.
Are you guys happy they attacked Turner? Tell me how proud you are now of that, in retrospect, everything you've done.
I'm proud of everything DX has ever done.
Yeah. Remember
WWE fired Jimmy Jacobs for going to see his friends who quote-unquote invaded WWE's show? Lols, what a bunch of hypocrites. Fuck them.
Who?
What a waste of time and money. Junk!
Sense.
Junk!
Yeah,
Yeah, cause you can't handle the truth, cause you're a bunch of fucking assholes. You got fucking punked out, like you're like exactly what would have happened as soon as Goldberg came strolling out of there, as soon as Scott Steiner came bit bopping out of that fucking building, Booker T, every one of those motherfuckers
would take down Goldberg in a heartbeat.
Yeah, sure, that's fun. That is so cute. Goldberg would fucking own him. Scott Steiner would fucking wrestle Triple H to the ground and fuck Stephanie in front of him.
Scott Steiner would have been like, cool, guys. I'm going to go get some fucking...
No, he wouldn't. No, he would not back down from a fight.
Scott Steiner would not
even
fucking care.
Entertained. Yeah, he wouldn't give it. That's what I'm saying. Scott, he wouldn't give a
Kevin
shit.
Kevin Nash would have been hugging them and loving
right.
it.
That's their
Goldberg
point.
Goldberg would have got his ass kicked by anyone, just like he always does.
Oh, man.
Dude, I want to
go,
dude.
Right now, I want to go. You be WWE, I'll be WCW. Let's get it on. Let's do this shit, dude.
So I'll win easily. Sounds good.
Man. Okay, guys. George Cruz, I gave this a 0 out of 100. It was fucking terrible.
I'll give it a 1,000 out of 100.
I wish I bought a VCR to throw it, to throw it out. To throw it out. That's all. I literally bought it to play it, to throw it out.
I have the VHS.
It's a Jeep with a fucking rocket launcher on it. Stop calling it a tank, you fucking idiots.
It's a tank.
It's not! It's a fucking Jeep!
Totally a tank.
It was a tank.
I don't know what kind of tank you got.
One bullet to the tire, and that thing is like, plop, 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 plop. Not
well,
going
WCW
anywhere.
Was shooting blanks, so not an issue.
Go ahead.
Guys, if you want us to review a home video from WWF, or maybe if WCW put them out, no one knows, go to patreon.com/ringrustradio, donate to the retro tier, and email us, ringrustradio@yahoo.com, with the show that you want us to cover.
Yeah, that's how we do it. And George Cruz, big thank you. I hope this is something that you loved as a kid, and we could take that away from you as now that you're an adult.
Should be enhanced, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like China? Yo, you think you're funny, dude, but you're not even funny. I just want it on the record. You're not funny.
You just try to steal my jokes. So
Patreon.com/ringrustradio. Guys, let's go on. I guess. Time now for emails. ringrustradio@yahoo.com. Keep them short, keep them sweet, keep them pertinent what we're talking about, but not exactly what we're talking about. Mike, you're number one.
Do we have something to tell the Patreon emailers?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Thank you, Mike. I told you I'd forget. So what I'm going to ask everybody to do is we are having some holiday episodes coming up, so we want to stockpile some emails for a bigger email segment that we're going to do later in December. So if you're a Patreon supporter and you send in your email and we have not gotten to it yet, it's not because we do not love you. We absolutely love you. We may just have selected it for a later date. So if you say, hey, I sent it in, it was my monthly email, well, just know we may be stockpiling it for a bigger show. It'll be featured on that show, so that's very exciting as well. So kind of look at it like that. We're doing something nice for you. You might just have to wait for it. Send another one in if you want to, but we may have to stockpile some. So understand, if you're not getting it read, there's just some shit going on behind the scenes. Also, never complain, okay? Don't fucking complain to me. Complain to Mike here.
It's the complaint department. It's a fucking garbage can.
Okay, take it easy, guy. Like an asshole. Go ahead.
This is from the King of Bong style, Ira Larks.
Hey.
Subject, first time putting ring rust in email. I'm not sure what that means. Patreon email.
I get it, Iron. Don't worry.
Go to patreon.com/ringrustradio. Contribute to the email tier or higher and guarantee you get at least one email read on this show each month. Long, 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 long time no email.
It feels like 2 months ago you were
strap
here.
In, guys. Hey, ring rusters. I'm sober, so forgive me for the length of this email. It's been a while since I sent an email. The first I email on the subject, Mchai.
Nice.
My beef with Donnie continues because he wouldn't let me do a summer Ring Rust THC episode roundtable. Mm-hmm. So thank Donnie for that. And that was around June or July when I last wrote in.
You suck,
what the fuck, Donnie?
We can't do a whole fucking episode on weed. I put my foot down. I'm sorry.
Why?
You love it. He loves it. What's the big deal?
You know, I plead the fifth.
But I got some things I want to ask about. So, Shane O'Mac is the best in the world, really?
Yes.
Yeah. AJ Styles vs. Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam Part 2?
Nope.
No on a couple counts. It's not SummerSlam and it didn't happen. BG for president?
No.
Definitely not.
No, absolutely not.
LOL. let me stop.
Yeah, please. Please, Ira, fucking stop. Stop. But, just like I said when the Saints are fucking whipping
them. Are a treasure.
Yeah.
But for real, I've been busy working 6 days with over 12 hours for 4.5 months, so I had to get myself back together. Plus, I had a seizure back when Donnie went to the hospital. I hope not a literal seizure.
No, he did.
I hope that,
yeah, he got, no,
really?
He did. No, I was talking, it's funny, we were actually talking when I got sick. I'm going to fucking give you up status supports on all our fucking fans. The fuck
I do.
From
yes,
me?
I care about them deeply.
Okay, yeah, well, fucking be better friends. They love me. They talk to me.
Glad you're okay.
Yeah.
You sound like such a. That's like after I fell and broke my arm. It's already in a cage. Like,
you don't even you fucking ditched Ira and Nolo. We were the ones like, hey, where's Ira? Like, what's going on with Ira? And you're like,
I was like, I was like, get in the car. We gotta get out of here. No, in actuality, we had to wait anyway, because Dante was fucking, Robert Hernandez was holding up Dante.
Mm-hmm. Where Dante was holding up everyone else.
That is true, too. He definitely was, and he knows it. Next time we go to Utah, we're driving in his truck. I'm driving.
No, we're not going to Utah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just a big lake. We're going to drive.
On the lake.
You're a stupid person.
I'm sober until 4:20 p.m. today because I need to slow down my smoking.
I get it.
This was
because my short-term memory is going to shits. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I was homeless for a day on Halloween, and my job didn't help me out by making me work when I need to handle my business. I know I'm venting to y'all, but I honestly feel like the Ringrose family is part of my family now. And I missed y'all. Donnie, Dante, Mike, the Andrews, BG, M-Chai. Mary Kay is my favorite. Mary Kate. George.
Hold on. I got two shout outs first off.
No, I think the other Donnie was Ghostin.
Yeah.
No. I got
the better
both.
Donnie.
I got them both.
I think both of them were Donald Ghostin.
Yeah, I agree. George and et cetera. If you're et cetera, that's something to be proud of. But I love you guys. I'll be back late fall and winter. The return and reinvented Ira is coming back to Triple R soon. P.S. My next email will be so serious. Plus, Donnie is Seth Rollins and I'm Dean Ambrose. One day, I will get my revenge for New Orleans.
Okay, yeah. That's actually fair.
That. He's fucking stalking you right behind you right now.
Well, I can't wait because I'm going to go to where he lives and I'm gonna go to that city. I'm not going to call him while I'm in that city and then leave.
Wow. That would be a
That's
normal
exactly
thing
what
that
you have been actually.
Yeah,
it really will. I'll fucking avoid you like the plague.
You've already done it. You went to a city, didn't call him,
He's
and
not
then
from
left.
New Orleans.
What are you talking about?
When I was in the shithole that is Philadelphia, Donnie even like tried to not even like come to the Phillies game for a little while.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm feeling kind of sick or whatever.
I was
Poor
sick,
bitch.
I was sick. I
thought
Oh, I didn't
Donnie
have...
comes to New York, I'm totally sick.
Yeah. Mike, you got I'm sicked, which is classic.
You still showed
classic.
Up. You showed up.
I was like,
you were lame as fuck, but you showed up.
Yeah, that's fine. Shut up.
I hope everything gets better for you, Ira.
We love you, Ira.
Yeah,
we can't wait to have you back on the show.
Like your writing, dude. Get fuck. Come on, write this. Run this shit through Grammarly.
Damn.
I enjoy it. It's got character.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
charisma.
Mm-hmm.
He ditched me in New Orleans. Did I ever tell you that story?
No, he didn't. Nobody believes it.
Go ahead.
Next email comes from Nathan.
Fuck the Saints.
Good?
No. Yeah, I got it out.
Next email comes from Nathan. Tammy Lynn Sitch, Tom Lanovich. Subject is picking up the gauntlet. It's a Patreon email. Go to patreon.com/ringroseradio. Donate to the email tier or higher. Guarantee you get at least one email read on the show each month, as long as you put Patreon in the subtitle, or if we're saving it for Holly episode.
Let me ask a question, Mike. Are you saving Robert Hernandez's? Because he informed me that you had not read one, and it's all about praising me.
Yes, I am. I was forced to only have 3 emails per week, so that's what happens.
Okay. Well, that's what it is.
Okay, so before I pick up the gauntlet Kiari threw at my feet when he attacked me for my latest Patreon poll comment and slap his pear-shaped turd face with it, I need to offer even more praise for Nikki Cross. Aside from everything you said about her, I want to add that it's her moveset and pace that reinforces her character, where it's very frenetic and unpredictable. Since we all know she's great and better than Kaka, now that she's on the main roster, the question is, how will WWE ruin her? Thoughts?
That does not say Kaká. That says Kaká, the former Kaká. FIFA Footballer of the Year.
Kaká.
From Brazil. Cool. And yes, Nicky Cross is better than Kaká. But not Sasha Banks.
She's definitely better than Sasha Banks.
Nah.
One of them still has a character.
One of them just fucking tore the house down at Survivor Series.
I didn't see
it. It's Boston. Boston!
Honestly, voice of the women's evolution, if you really think about it.
No.
Yes, he has. He's Stop the voice it. Of... he is. I fucking... Go ahead.
Stop it. Stop
P.S.
it.
Yes, the reason I refrain from insulting Kiari for my latest Patreon poll comments is because I've decided to be the bigger man. I realize that he lives in a shitty town like Buffalo, and since he has to watch the Bills blow every week, I take pity on him. So if making completely unfounded and fake news claims about me makes him feel better, then I'll let him have that small comfort in his otherwise bland life.
Wow.
P.P.S. BG, I do not hate you for what you said, and I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm definitely one of the best parts about the show. 3 hours. I don't even know what he's talking about, to be honest.
You said something dumb.
You can't just take all the stuff that I've been saying for weeks and then just act like that's how he feels now and then turn it on me. That's not how the world works.
I'm pretty sure he just did it.
You were obsessed for years, and I know that you just don't get over something like that. You're the Joe Davola of Ring Rust Radio, and what? I'm Elaine, and my pictures are just scattered across your wall right now. And that's the truth. And I will spray Banaka in your eyes if you ever come near me.
Are these references I should get?
That got over with a good amount of people.
There's eight people out there like,
E.G., George Cruz, others.
And et cetera.
et cetera.
The ones that are in the know, they know. Cool. Nikki Cross, like, do you think...
She's better than Kaká? 100%.
Do you think they're going to ruin her?
Absolutely.
I guess it's weird what they're doing with her.
Yeah.
I'm not even convinced that she's on the main roster anymore.
Yeah, but I'm not convinced she's... I don't think she's in NXT still, because what is she going to do at all? There's nothing. So I think that she's already kind of being ruined by not capitalizing on the great debut she had against Becky. I think it would have made more sense to put her in the Survivor Series.
The best part is, as we're talking right now, she's probably wrestling
That's
Becky.
A distinct possibility.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Or but other than that...
Because she's awesome.
They're probably going to turn her into a comedic character more so than like the serious psychotic character that she has, because they tend to do that on the main roster. Yeah. And I think I'm afraid she's going to get pigeonholed, and it's going to prevent her from getting to the top. I think that's probably a realistic thing that's going to happen.
All right. Hope that satisfies you, Nathan. You had to comment.
Because all depressed. Thanks.
Literally my tablet just went to shit. So
it did not literally.
It's literally a big pile of shit in front of me right now. It's so
Mark
funny.
Say week number 9, subject or no, person, welcome Matt Hardy, cancel on, whatever. This isn't my job.
you're really mailing this in, dude. Come
this
on.
Week was Braun Strowman and Ember Moon against Bobby Lashley, Mickey James, and also Charlotte Flair and Jeff Hardy against Asuka and The Miz with Carmella and R-Truth in the chat.
Charlotte Flair is with Jeff Hardy now?
Well, because AJ lost the title and he was too sad to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Have you been watching this, Mike?
No, I haven't for weeks.
I haven't either. No. I tried a couple weeks ago and it wouldn't work on Facebook for some reason, so I gave up.
I'll watch the last match, which isn't supposed to happen at TLC.
I think so.
All right, I'll watch that
So
one.
Obviously, like, it spoils what's going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah, you kind of have to... Yeah, that's true. It'll probably be Miz and Asuka.
Yeah.
They should just win. Number one. Danielle just won the belt. My boy Danielle.
Danielle
Humphrey, am I right, Donnie?
No, man. Fucking college fucking was great for him, and he got to the fucking NFL. He sucks.
Got to the Eagles, who suck.
No, he got to the NFL. Okay, go ahead. I just had to find it. I got it now.
So this is about Vic Joseph. Who is Slender Man next to Cole? Damn. That's fucked up.
I like it. I like Vic Joseph.
Do you know what Slender Man is, Donnie?
It was a horrible movie.
Are you asking me, the creepy guy of the three of us, if I know it's
you are
the
a
Slenderman?
Very creepy guy.
The Slenderman. Hey, BG.
The Slenderman?
It's Slenderman. I'm gonna, Mr. Man. Mr.
We should do a Slenderman episode for Attention Iron.
Yes. Can I tell you something? Did you know? It'd be a very sexy episode, because did you know there is a
it's
whole
not. Do you know what it's...
BG, see, you're acting like you know right now, but I know all about it. But did you know there's a whole, there's a whole subgenre of Slenderman, like,
erotica. Oh, okay, I gotcha. I thought you were talking about the origin of the Slenderman.
No.
Does he have a slender dong?
No, it's huge.
Wow.
It's huge.
Awesome. The chode.
People are fucked up.
Yeah, people will fucking write about fucking anything. Braun, I love you. Can't wait to see my autograph.
That is definitely from you.
Yep.
See my autograph? Yep. Like your own autograph?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He signed his own dong. You ever have like a rubber band where you write on the rubber band, then you like let it go and you can't see it anymore, and then when it gets big again, you know, you see it again? There you go. Go ahead.
Daniel Bryant and Brock Lesnar match will not last no more than 10 minutes. Because Lester won't get hurt because his MMA match. Wait, you see? Daniel Bryan to block Lester. It did last more than 10 minutes, by the way.
Yep.
Yep. 18 or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who's number 5? Go ahead.
Simon, hold on. Country doing IMO are going to get this hand, and they're going to get... see the eclipse.
Get this hand!
What does this mean? What's Country Dynamo?
Well, Country Dynamo?
Country Down. What is it? Country,
Country Dune.
I think it's supposed to be Country Dune, in my opinion.
Who's
but
Country
it's IMO.
Country Dune, in my opinion.
It's supposed to be, well, Country Dominance is, I think, Mickey and Wes.
I think Dunemo is supposed to be Dominance. That's what I think.
Yeah, there you go. That's not right. I'll tell you what, on G-Chat, I've had a couple days like that.
when Mike and I do that to each other, we just call it a Donnie.
And bad mistakes, Don's made a few.
It's true, I make a lot. I love, spelling errors are my favorite.
Yeah, it's fun. Sometimes you just gotta throw them in there.
Yeah, especially when you have no other choice but because your brain doesn't work. Good. Oh, yeah, way to recycle, too! Leo Rush is a Jimmy Hart 2.0.
Legend.
Yeah. I love Leo Rush. I do not get the hate to Leo Rush.
Really?
I don't get it. Man's just trying to prove point. Look at him. It smells like money. Tastes like money. Look at these arms. Oh, damn. They're hot. Hot to try.
Look at that ass.
That's a good ass. You got an ass like that, you'd be flaunting it. Number 7.
It smells like money.
It's like they just watched Ace Ventura.
Whatever, it's fine. Good. It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Take it easy. Casablanca is a great movie. Fucking Ace Ventura is a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Shut up. Idiot.
Said goodbye, Daniel Bryan. He better turn face at PPV this Sunday because Brock isn't person. Want messed with Brock going beat Daniel so hard and feel so much pain. Daniel not fighting Brock. You fight a badass Brock.
Ooh.
Wow. Laying down the gauntlet.
Yeah,
you fight a badass, Brock.
Yeah, you fight a badass, Brock. Good.
Emma Moon and the Muscle, or more me?
So, okay.
Ember Moon.
Matt put a little note, and he thinks that it was supposed to say Ember Moon and the Monster Among Men.
Emma Moon and the Muscle or more me.
More me.
Good. Okay, good. I need that. I need what it's supposed to say, because that makes it better. God. Is this me?
You.
Yeah.
AJ's crotch had that kick coming to it.
Aw.
It was talking shit all bad.
He's just flaunting. He's like, look at my ding. Look at my dingling. I don't know why he sounds like dickweed. Oh, man, go get you. Ah, get you.
That sounded like Popeye for a second, actually. I think they are giving Charlotte too much of a push. They need to give up on her. She isn't nothing like her dad and hardly have any skills.
I prefer Charlotte.
Charlotte.
No, Charlotte. Let's go Charlotte always. Charlotte. Oh, good. All right, Matt. Welcome, Matt Catalani. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Oh, smarks are always fun. We always have a really good time. We're having fun, right? Always
having a great time.
And we're out of here! man, just as we're starting to have 4 hours in the show, we just started to have fun, and now we're out of here. I'm your host, the most Donald Wood, at Donald_Wood on Twitter. Find me on Trial Pulse. Find me on Bleacher Report. Brandon Gowan.
BGNY3 and at Ringrose Radio.
Mike Chiari.
I'm at Mike Chiari, Chiari on Twitter. You can read all my articles at BleacherReport.com.
What was the, where are you at? Where can they find you, BG?
BGNY3.
And what's the other one?
At Ringrose Radio.
And are you, so you're the one sending out all the old links and shit like an asshole?
No, I'm just the one that
you're
has to say.
You fucking asshole! You fucking sent it out, you fucking asshole!
Who wants to fucking listen to a Survivor Series preview today?
End the show right before the show. Get warm up with the new show with the old show. Guys, ringrustradio.com, that's a website. Ringrust Radio on YouTube, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play! Interact with us on Twitter, at Ringrust Radio, where BG sends all the tweets. Ringrustradio@yahoo.com. Mike, you already talking about shirts.
ProWrestlingTees.com/ringrustradio. Go there to get your Triple R t-shirts. Black Friday sale going down at Pro Wrestling Tees. 20% off absolutely everything, and that includes Ring Rust Radio gear. So many incredible t-shirts, including Cut Your Dick, Cut Your Price on Cut Your Dick, and show your family you love them. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way. There's no other way.
BG, how about literally anything besides that?
Patreon.com/ringrustradio. Go there to listen to our retro reviews early and to listen to and vote on our Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade draft.
Well, in Philadelphia, and Thanksgiving Day Parade as well. It's in there as well.
And is, there's no better thing to listen to while you vote than the Thanksgiving song that's going to be our outro to this episode.
Boom! Thanksgiving song. God bless America. Thank you so much. Please, with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones, with yourself, however you make love, however you enjoy, however you have Thanksgiving, please... be safe. Do not drink and drive. Don't do that. There's a lot of drink and drive. You're going home. Please stay sober until you get to a place where you know you're cool.
Uber it.
Get shit-faced and then Uber home, please. But please be safe. We need you to listen. We love you guys. We need you to be part. We need you to listen.
We need your clip.
We need your clicks,
because we need the listenership. But in all honesty, we
fucking love each and every one of you. Have a great Thanksgiving. God bless America, and we'll see you back here next week.
As we prepare for the Thanksgiving holiday, we look to wrestling superstars to tell us what they are thankful for.
My name is Dusty Woods, and I'm thankful for achieving the American Dream. My sons Cody and Goldust are now 75-time tag team champions, and I'm very proud of them.
Hey y'all, this is Dixie Carter, and on this Thanksgiving Day, I'm thankful for TNA Wrestling and the fact that we got rid of that jobber AJ Styles. Am I right?
This is Ryback. I'm thankful I'm not a bully.
Hi, we're the Bellas. Happy Thanksgiving, losers. Seth my face.
Hey, this is Taz.
And this is Mike today.
And we're thankful for Thanksgiving.
Tell him, Taz!
This is Curtis Axel, and Thanksgiving is perfect.
This is Triple H.
And this is Stephanie McMahon.
And we'd like to extend our hand to the whole WWE Universe
on this Thanksgiving holiday.